Again, we'll meet you right here for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. Lila, who manages our youth media center. Lila George and Monet West are here as interns. Robert Gray is our director of operations, and Ricky Berger is our director of me. We will look for you again. We'll meet you right here for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Sounds like a little bit of Chuck Mangione there at the end. Thank you so much, Larry Berger, for being our opening act once again this week. You're tuned to 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. At the sound of the certified automatic correct time tone, it will be 12 o'clock. Burp.
Well, I heard the news. That's good to rock it. She'll know I'm a mighty, mighty man. I heard the news. There's good to rock it tonight. I say, oh, meet me in a hurry behind the barn. Don't you be afraid that I'll do you no harm. I want you to bring along my rocking shoes, cause tonight I'm going to rock away all the blues. I heard the news. There's good to rock it tonight.
Started here at 12:03. Much more music time on 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio. How are ya? Good afternoon, sports fans. It is now you're digging a two-wop, your salt and swig. You're coming off the grad of the Chenwick Institute Group Workology, Jay Thurber, at 12:03. Much more music time. Here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock. rock and roll of your soul right up until the 3 o'clock hour. The full-time request line is open at 412-385-7450, 412-385-7450. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show, taking your requests. Looking for partly sunny skies today with a high of 79. It is 71 degrees out there. What a great day for a radio show. Let's play two, shall
it's
we?
It's a solid summer weekend. More music now.
These are the Drifters.
You know the landlord rang my front door bell. I let him ring for a long, long spell. I went to the window and peeped through the blind and asked him to tell me what was on his mind. He said, you want with me.
morning. Talking about the Pirates and the Rockies last night, the Pittsburgh Pirates had a 10-hit, 9-run first inning at Coors Field last night. Looked like they were headed for a runaway victory against the worst team in baseball. Instead, the Pirates, your 2025 Pittsburgh Pirates, owned and operated by Bob Nutting, once again snatched defeat from the jaws of victory, giving up, I think, 18 hits overall to let the Rockies beat them by a score of 17-16.
Clark was the pilot when Honus was a pirate. That Dutchman flew as high as anyone. The 20s roaring in, the Bucks showed they could win. They'd hit, they'd run, in Forbes they saw some pennants won. I'm talking baseball, Burley, Grimes, and Trainer, Pirate baseball. Poison from the Wainers, Kai Kai, Arky, Koskerot. Rips, Blooper, the hitters out of luck. I'm talking baseball, baseball and the Bucks. His corner, but when he was a goner, Mazeroski led the Pirates in. Then Stargell vowed to Chuck that each and every buck would love one another, brother to brother, like family men. I'm talking baseball, Sandy and Bobby Friend, Pirate baseball, Roberto Vinegar Ben. If you face the law, you only win with luck. By Rennie Stennett, seven hits were struck. Talking baseball, baseball and the Bucks. Harvey Haddix was more than perfect. The O'Briens and Dale Long. Danny Murtaugh and Davey Cash. The mystery that was Steve Blass, the best right fielder ever in the game. Clemente was his name. Well, 96 is another year. The pirate ship has been in gear, headed for the classic in the fall. Leyland pulls the strings. We're hoping that it brings a championship to Steeltown. So let's play ball. I'm talking baseball. Denny, Paul, and Jay, Pirate baseball. Al and King will have their day. Give us Orlando and a little bit of luck. Johnson hits and Esteban will chuck. Talking baseball, baseball and the Bucks. We're talking baseball, baseball and the Bucks. Pirate baseball, baseball and the Bucks.
Family, family, family.
Pittsburgh.
Terry Cashman with his Pittsburgh Pirates version of his Talkin' Baseball song. You would have to be 40 years old now to remember the last time that the Pirates seriously contended for a championship.
Pittsburgh town. Family, family, family. Pirate baseball.
17-16 loss after jumping out to a 10-run lead in the first inning. Oh, Grandma Moses.
Radio 9.
Taking you back to the realms and depths of time, time, time.
Fogarty just turned 80 years old a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. Could probably do better in the field than a lot of the people the Pirates had playing for them last night. Chuck Berry on Radio 9. We got a couple of requests to get to, so stay tuned.
Arrested on charges of unemployment. He was sitting in the witness stand. The judge's wife called up the district attorney. She said, free that brown-eyed man. If you want your job, you better free that brown-eyed man. Flying across the desert in a TWA.
Rolling Stones on Radio 9.
W-R-A-V.
At 12:23 chime time, new music from Bob Moses coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. They're having a big time out there at the McKeesport Regional History and Heritage Center. That is the museum out in Renzi Park in McKeesport. Last night, they cut the ribbon on a new 3,500-square-foot edition, which depicts the history of the Mon Valley through a lot of different artifacts. They have a 1939 kitchen set up. They have a couple of stores and shops that you could walk through and look at authentic merchandise from the early 20th century. Walls and walls of memorabilia. So it is open to the public today for the first time. Open the doors at 10 o'clock today, and I believe they are open until 4 o'clock. That is at 1832 Arboretum Drive in McKeesport and Renzi Park. That's next to Penn State. Greater Allegheny, the McKeesport Regional History and Heritage Center, celebrating the grand reopening of the whole museum complex, which includes a display on local Olympians, on local sports heroes, churches, all kinds of stuff. So you can boogie on out there. And then I believe tomorrow at 2 o'clock, they are having a program called Boom, Bust, and Beyond. That's at 2 o'clock on Sunday. So you can visit McKeesportHeritage.org for more information about that. Okay? All right. What else did we want to tell you about? Support for 88.3 WRCT comes in part from Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Every week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit the website at RowhouseCinema.com or call 412-904-3225. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting on WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain?
Yep, diddle dee dee dee.
What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
Great weekend on tap, especially after all that heat and humidity we've had for the last few weeks. Partly sunny skies this afternoon with a high of 79. Cloudy overnight with a low of 55. Sunny on Sunday with a high of 82. Mostly clear Sunday night, low of 57. Monday, sunny, a little warmer, high 85. Tuesday, partly sunny, high 87. And then on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 83. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 74 in Washington County. It is 73 in Beaver County. 70 right now in Butler. 71 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport and street level. At the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, it's 72 right now at WRCT Pittsburgh. With new music from Bob Moses. Thurber.com. We're also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky, taking your requests at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. I was just reading the stories here about last night's Pirates-Rockies game. It's worse than I thought. They actually had a nine-run lead in two different occasions, and they blew both of the nine-run leads last night to lose to the Rockies 17-16.
I'm a loser. I'm a loser. And I'm not what I appear to be. Of all the love I have won or have lost, there is one love I should never have crossed. She was a girl in a million, my friend. I should have known she would win in the end. I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be. Like a clown, beneath this mask I am wearing a frown. My tears are falling like rain from the sky. Is it for her or myself that I cry? I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be. Deserve such a fate. I realize I have left it too late. And so it's true, pride comes before a fall. I'm telling you so that you won't lose all.
The Beatles on Radio 9, 412-385-7450. Got a couple of requests to get to already, but first, these are the Coronas on Radio 9. From 1965 with All Out Voda on Radio 9.
Jay Thurber! Music by request.
Little Caesar from Mount Lebanon called with a question, and I had to look it up. We try to play songs for the 50s, 60s, and 70s here. This song fits the bill. It's from 1978. He wanted to hear Emmylou Harris.
She's around to rock and tell you that.
Dolly Parton and Linda Ronstadt. You say them, we play them.
She can sing all night too. She'll raise hell about the sleep she lost. Even cowgirls get the blues. Especially cowgirls, they're the gypsy kind. Need the reins laid on the blues. She lived to see the world turned upside down. Hitching rides out of the blue. Even cowgirls get the blues sometimes. Probably don't know what to do sometimes. Get this feeling like she's too far gone. The only way she's ever been.
Blue Kentucky Girl, that's Emmylou Harris, Dolly Parton, and Linda Ronstadt going out by request for Little Caesar in Mount Lebanon here. On Radio 9 at 12:38, much more music time, 71 music power degrees. We're going to check your full-time forecast in just about 15 minutes. Here's Jim Croce on Radio 9.
Well, I know it's kind of late. I hope I didn't wake you. What I've got to say can't wait. I know you'd understand. 'Cause every time I tried to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I have to say I love you in a song. Yeah, I know it's kind of strange. Every time I'm near you, I just run out of things to say.
sick.
Esquire's on Radio 9. I'm not going to play any Ozzy Osbourne today, but, you know, Ozzy passed away on Tuesday, so July 22nd. Lots of shows. Punk and Judy, who do a show, The Electric Crush, on Tube City Online Radio, they did a great tribute to Ozzy and to Black Sabbath. Lots of DJs have already done their tributes to Ozzy and to Black Sabbath. One band that I did not anticipate doing a tribute to Ozzy Osbourne was the band of the Coldstream Guards. Yes, those are the guards that protect Buckingham Palace. And if you've ever been to London, you've probably been to see the changing of the guard at Buckingham Palace. Well, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, Charles and the Queen Consort now bouncing a beach ball off the balcony and holding up their cigarette lighters. More music after these messages.
Pennsylvanians are killed or injured each year while trespassing at mines and quarries. The Department of Environmental Protection wants everyone to stay out of active and abandoned mine sites. Steep cliffs, water-filled pits, and piles of old mine tailings make a dangerous playground. Unmarked shafts can give way with no warning, and off-road vehicles and bicycles are no match for heavy equipment. Mines and quarries are not playgrounds. They can kill you. Stay out and stay alive.
Sponsored by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Jay Herbert. Good guy hit.
Music.
Got a bird for the whistle. Honey got a bird. Baby got a bird to say. Honey got a bird. Mama got a bird to say. Without parade, shut on me.
your cover of Karina Karina here on Radio 9 at 12:51. Much more music time. You know, when I was a little kid and the PTA was debating whether or not parents should allow their kids even to listen to Black Sabbath, I did not have on my bingo cards that someday the King's Guard would be outside Buckingham Palace playing Paranoid. Wolf Janicek Sports here in just a moment or two. We've got new music from Calibro 35, the title track. No, I'm sorry, that's not the title track. It is a track off their new disc, Exploration. And, of course, we've got news coming up for you at 1 o'clock. I'm Jay Thurber. I hope you know what your name is. If you don't, as Uncle Dougie used to say, you're in big trouble. I don't know either. I do know this. It is one of the Pittsburgh area's longest running folk and ethnic food festivals, and it's coming up August 12th, 13th, and 14th. It's McKeesport's International Village, the 65th annual International Village, and it's at Renzi Park out there in McKeesport, August 12th, 13th, and 14th. Jay Thurber will be there along with the rest of the crew providing the webcast, but you need to boogie on down for more than a dozen booths representing foods from around the world. Continuous entertainment every night beginning at 5 o'clock, including dancing in the pavilion to polka music and live entertainment on the stage, including belly dancers, junior tambourists, accordion players, and much more. What more could you ask for? Visit internationalvillage.info to find out about this 65-year-old community tradition right here, right down the street here from our studio in McKeesport.
It's too loud. It's too piercing.
You're from
It was a stinky. It was a double stinky last night as the Pittsburgh Pirates blew leads multiple times, including a 9-run lead in the first inning to lose to the Colorado Rockies last night by a score of 17-16. Pirates licking their wounds. They're going to try again today at Coors Field. Paul Skeens expect to get the call to the mound for the Pirates and Austin Gomber for the Colorado Rockies. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, White Sox over the Angels 6-3. The A's beat the Diamondbacks 5-1. Mariners over the Rangers 4-3. And the Padres over the Cards by a score of 4-1. But boy, everybody talking about that Pirates wipeout last night. Pittsburgh Steelers had a little bit of a better night. More than 13,000 people turned out for Friday Night Lights at training camp up in Latrobe at St. Vincent College. Aaron Rodgers, according to reports, looking pretty good as he's connecting with star wide receiver DK Metcalf. The Steelers also announcing they signed a former player from the UFL to a contract. Kyler Baugh is 23 years old. He played nose tackle for the St. Louis Battlehawks this past season. Also on Friday, the Steelers announcing that defensive lineman Bryden Fehoko has announced that he is re-signing with the Steelers. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Baker Mayfield sustained a contusion on his throwing hand, and he sat out of practice at training camp Friday in Tampa Bay, Florida. Buccaneers coach Todd Bowles told reporters that his hand has been sore for the last couple of days. Several former NFL players are announcing what do we want to call this? A small business training camp, I guess, is what they're calling it, along with the Better Business Bureau Foundation. These are former NFL players who have become successful entrepreneurs, and they want to help other NFL alumni do the same. And a trans athlete from the Netherlands is speaking out against a new rule that bans trans women from playing sports. This particular sport, darts. Yes, the World Darts Federation released its new policy that bans trans women from playing darts. The transgender darts champion of the Netherlands, Noah Lynn Van Leuven, speaking out. She says the decision affects me personally, though not too severely, but it's a loss. And she said that breaks my heart. It's disheartening to see yet another policy framed around fairness that ultimately results in exclusion.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Darts, ladies and gentlemen. My Gosh, thank goodness we've protected. Well, and never mind. Let's just do the weather. Partly sunny skies this afternoon with a high of 79. Cloudy overnight with a low of 55. Sunny on Sunday with a high of 82. Mostly clear sunny night, low 57. Sunny on Monday with a high of 85. And then on Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 87. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Mess, it's 74 in Washington County, 73 in Beaver County. It's 71 outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. It's 74 at WRCT. With new music from Calibro 35, going to take us to news time. Said it's a wild world. I'm Jay Thurber. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From feature story news in Washington, I'm Nick Harper with the Week in Review. Much of this week was dominated by one